Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Support WrestleTalk!
Give us a subscribe.
Making their way to the ring at a combined weight of undeniably sexy, hailing from London, the Wrestle Ramble Podcast!
It's Survivor Series 2018 predictions time. I'm Ollie Davis, this is El Fagador Laurie Blake, and that is the other one, Luke Owen, and we are here, well, to predict Survivor Series. It's part of the new Wrestle League, which we're running with, folks.
It hasn't fallen apart yet.
Yeah.
But we just recorded the NXT predictions an hour ago.
Yeah, and they haven't gone out yet. So,
we don't know what the reception's like.
Okay, yeah.
I haven't checked what the comments are like.
We're living in the dark.
I'm confident it's gone down a storm.
Absolutely.
It's where every single match prediction that we do for Survivor Series, NXT, TLC, New Japan shows, Impact shows, they're all collated into one Wrestle League, and the person at the bottom, every time a Big Five pay-per-view runs around, has to make a music video.
It's so simple.
Cool.
It's genius, lies in its simplicity.
That's it, yeah, it's succinct. Anybody can get it.
Yep.
You don't need a large chart with loads of numbers to...
You can just explain
where
it.
Know what's going on.
You can explain it in one sentence. Like, it is literally an elevator pitch of a league.
Well, let's kick off...
I'm confused.
...with Survivor Series.
Yes, this is Survivor Series 2018 coming from Los Angeles. Quite a big card, but it's a card that has drastically changed in the last few days.
It could change again by the time it starts.
I don't know who will actually be WWE champion.
VLC will not quit unexpectedly. We're trying out a new streaming thing, folks. Let's carry on.
Yes, we don't know who will be WWE champion by the time Survivor Series rolls around, but coming up first, I'm guessing this is on the kickoff show, it's Buddy Murphy versus Mustafa Ali for the Cruiserweight Championship.
It's been building for a long time, the Ali-Murphy feud.
Mm.
I've been told.
They've had quite a few matches over the course of this year.
I'll be honest, when I saw
they've
it was...
for number one contender for a while.
When I saw it was Mustafa Ali, I did think, that seems like a really uninspired choice. Because like I like Ali and everything, and like Buddy Murphy's great, but we saw Ali going for the title at WrestleMania. We've seen him go for the title again since then, several times over, and it's like... You've got a whole crew of guys there that could have made up like a different contender.
Certainly, but I don't think that's the point of this match. This match was like Vince came down. It came down the wire from Vince. He's like, I hear you guys need to do a warm up. Like, choose your best ones, and it's just Mustafa Ali, Buddy Murphy, safe pair of hands. Like, maintain the status quo. Get the crowd hyped.
Like Leo Rush is down there, and he's on the main roster.
But I don't think the story matters at all.
That's different continuity. Remember, Leo Rush isn't the same Leo Rush on 205 Live.
Is he not?
He's not the same as... He's not walking out with Bobby Lashley.
Well, no, I know he's not walking out with Splashley, but...
And it's kind of like the Drake Maverick. It's kind of like Drake Maverick.
Full VLC,
where he's AOP's manager on Raw, and he's just a great babyface general manager... On 205 Live.
I do love it when things matter.
Like these predictions. Because of the Wrestle League.
Stakes.
It's so simple.
Laurie Blake, you are our resident 205 Live watcher.
Buddy Murphy lookalike.
Yeah, Buddy Murphy lookalike. So I'm going with my boy, Buddy. I think it's way too early to take the belt off him.
Yes.
I just feel it makes the most sense to keep it on him. Mustafa Ali, I think he'll get his shot. But I think it could be a WrestleMania weekend kind of vibe. For him, because I think it's been building for so long that he actually finally gets the belt.
Yeah, I'm also going with Buddy Murphy.
Yeah, same here. Cool. He had such a good showing at Super Showdown.
The league differences continues. Mm. High stakes. Also on the kickoff show,
we all have to do a music video if we all lose.
I haven't quite gone that far. Yeah.
Do we all, if we get the same score, do we all win or do we all lose?
I thought we'll ask General Manager Grado.
That will be unprecedented. Stop bringing up things that I have dropped the ball on. What's next?
What's next? Also on the kickoff show, oh man, I cannot wait for this. It'll be an absolute barn burner, I'm sure. It is Bobby Roode and Chad Gable and The Ascension and The Revival and The B-Team and Looser House Party versus New Day and Usos and Gallows and Anderson and The Colognes and Sanity in a traditional 10-on-10 tag team elimination match.
Did you say Looser House Party?
Yeah, I don't like it when you say that, Luke.
It's my Corey Graves impersonation.
I really like them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, sure, they're grand. Like, in fact, actually, I know they're grand. I just hate the name.
Yeah, it's not the best name. Cool yeah. T-shirt, though. Yeah, so are you counting up the members?
There's 11 on Raw.
Well, I'd imagine one of the Loser House Party is not going to be in the match.
Yeah.
In the same way that not all of the New Day and not all of Sanity will be
in the
other one.
Because actually then there's 12 in one team, 11 on another.
Yeah.
And Carlito won't be in the Colognes.
No.
I'm out of date with who's in that tag team.
We got sent a message for us bad-mouthing the Colognes, saying that they generated the most heat on the SmackDown house show loop. That. So they do deserve their shot.
In Cardiff, because that Puerto Rican heat in Cardiff, there's two such close countries.
It's tangible, man.
Yeah.
So if only that sort of thing would actually transpire on TV where people get to see it.
Good God, I don't care about this match. It's got to be SmackDown, though. I'm going to go Team SmackDown because those are the actual tag teams that have any... The Usos and the New Day are far more credible than any other of those teams on Raw. Yeah. But I'm not like, of course, I love the Revival. I'm just talking about purely the way they've been booked and handled on TV.
Also, you've got to remember that there will be implications in the Raw versus SmackDown numbers, because I'd imagine they'll count up who's got the most wins at the end of the night.
Yes.
Like they did last year and the year previous.
Yeah. So, and this will give them a little.
So when you're doing your predictions, you've got to take that into consideration as well.
You very rarely get a clean sweep.
No.
Unless Triple H is in all three matches.
I'm also on the Team SmackDown side of this, mostly because I feel that Raw's going to win a few more later on.
Mm.
And I think this is an easy win for SmackDown to have because it's on the pre-show.
Yeah, hold on, I need to think about that. God, it's difficult, isn't it? I'm just going to say Team Raw for being different.
Okay.
Because Bobby Roode is there.
Well, and he is glorious.
He's going to hold it all together.
I'm pulling for my boys, the Revival, not to get made to look like dorks.
Yeah, captains. They're the captains as well. And that means so much in the match.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So and Usos are captains on SmackDown side, right?
Yeah, because they beat the New Day and then immediately put them on their team.
It's a lofty honour.
I mean, there's not many teams on SmackDown.
This is literally the entire SmackDown tag team division.
That's the problem, yeah.
Apart from the bar, but they're in their own match.
Sans bar.
Same with Raw, though. Oh, they've got Heath Slater and Rhino.
They got one extra. They actually had a choice.
Yeah.
Mm. Speaking of, onto the main show, AOP versus The Bar, or as I've written here, The Bra, by accident.
The Bra.
What was Luke thinking about? Luke was thinking about boobies.
The best kind of bees.
What about the B team? The booby team?
The Bra team. So, Laurie, Blake, AOP versus The Bra.
Does anyone care? I think Big Show could be a factor in this.
Big Show is part of their team.
Yeah, so I feel like...
Drake Maverick could be a factor, though.
Yeah, maybe. He just suddenly starts pulling out some actual moves, takes down Big Show. Drake.
No, he's very much a distract the referee on the apron kind of manager.
Yes, yeah,
absolutely. So it's allowed The Bar to get the heat on the heels, AOP.
I feel like The Bar...
The Bar, Authors of Pain. No, it won't be their first loss on the main roster. They lost within the first couple of weeks being there, didn't they?
Yeah, but that was the old AOP. Then they got taken
this
off and they came back.
But
I feel like the Big Show can hand them a loss that isn't too damaging.
I'm actually going to go with AOP. I think they're going to keep them looking dominant. So they'll have, they'll have no credible challenges after this anyway, but, you know.
What about all of these people in this other match?
God, you're so right. It's so difficult to care because there's no storylines that can really spin off from any of these matches because it's Raw versus SmackDown.
This is what I was saying.
And everyone's
going
to go to brands.
But everyone hates me when I say it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. baby facing it up over
here.
Oh, right.
So, who do you actually think is going to win?
I guess... I don't think Sheamus and Cesaro lose anything if they lose. And AOP really need all the wins they can get. So I'm just going to go with a bit of my heart there and say AOP.
AOP. Coming up next, it is IC champ Seth Rollins versus United States champion Shinsuke Nakamura. We might have actually forgotten who the United States champion is at this point because he's barely been on TV and has yet to have a feud since winning the belt.
It's Ty Dillinger, right?
Yes, it is. Cool. Yeah, yeah, Ten guy. But it is Seth Rollins versus Shinsuke Nakamura. Shinsuke Nax.
We need to see Nakamura of him.
Hey, up. There we go. I'm
just off the top. How do you do it?
I just say the words that are already there, but with slightly different intonation. It sometimes just makes other words.
I'm going to go with Nakamura on this one due to some Ambrose-ing.
Yes.
Because that's an actual storyline that can come off this show. Yeah. And it's already started. So I just feel that you may as well use this pay-per-view to continue that.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
And and then Seth Rollins could be super annoyed that he lost to a SmackDown guy. And maybe
that he doesn't care about. He's already said on the Go Home Raw promo.
Don't care about this match. Yeah, literally, in so many words, I do not care about this match, and neither should you.
It would be quite nice for Nakamura to win this. It definitely, and yeah, like with Ambrose running in and beating, like, and cussing
in the
match.
Crowd.
Like that all.
Yeah, just being at the top of the ramp, Shield style.
Yeah, like all that is quite nice. Nakamura gets a rub out of it. It furthers the story. However, I'm going with my head here, not my heart. I think what you said is better. I just think WWE reckon Seth, just because
they just think Seth.
I just think they don't care about Nakamura. It seems, yeah. And when they're not doing stuff with people, they just beat them, even if they are the United States champion.
That is 100% accurate. Mm. Laurie Blake, deciding vote. What do you say?
Yeah, my head says Nakamura through Ambrose interference, but then I guess the Ambrose interference could just hand Seth the win because he could just attack Seth.
Yeah.
Like a DQ thing.
Yeah, and then he just gets a DQ win. So I'm going to go Seth.
Okay.
But for the same reason that you've gone Nakamura.
Yeah, I like it.
To add to mine, if the post-match angle is Ambrose beating down Seth, usually they don't care if... like what the actual result of the match was.
Yeah. Wins and losses don't matter.
Exactly.
Like, WWE have
especially
said that
on
in
this
interviews.
Show.
Yeah, they've said that categorically in interviews. Wins and losses do not matter. Mm-hmm.
That is on record.
Coming up next, it is the women's traditional 5-on-5 match. Raw has got quite the team. Alexa Bliss has picked out the creme de la creme of Raw. Mickie James, Nia Jax, Natalya, Ruby Riott, and Tamina. Whereas
she's taken all of the biscuit in that Oreo, hasn't she? Like, just left the lovely creamy inside elsewhere on
when
that
Alexa
roster.
When Bliss was announcing it, she was like, 6 times women's champion Mickie James, former women's champion Nia Jax, Tamina.
Yeah, she won the match. She won a match earlier that night.
She did. She beat Ember Moon.
Yeah, she proved herself. Look at Raw. The Raw women's Bayley, Sasha Banks, Ember Moon.
Yeah.
This could be a good team. Dana Brooke. Be a good team.
We can say this for the SmackDown men's team as well, but we'll get to that. Anyways, versus the SmackDown team of Carmella, Naomi, Sonya Deville, Asuka, and TBA. Was meant to be Charlotte Flair, but they did not announce who the fifth woman will be.
Are you sure it's not now CBA? As in, can't be asked.
It could very well be. Then maybe the Raw will just have the woman advantage.
Yeah. There was a weird story, just like out of nowhere, that Paige was going to come back.
Yeah, she was cleared to wrestle. So Paige herself said that's not the case. But, I mean, stranger things have happened in the World Wrestling Federation.
Yeah, like Daniel Bryan's
exactly,
return.
Yeah, so it could very well be Paige. Should we make our... That will be our bonus prediction of who is going to be the fifth member of Team SmackDown.
Okay, yeah. So for the thing, though, I think... Ah, man, it's just so depressing to see. Asuka was the sole survivor last year on Team SmackDown, or Team Raw, rather, winning the match.
Royal Rumble winner.
Eliminating a bunch of peeps. I mean, Nia Jax is... They're pushing the Nia Jax Tamina thing because the Ronda Rousey match is next. And, you know, quite rightly so. So I'm going to say... that nobody else has got a storyline, really. No. I'm going to go Team Raw.
Going Team Raw. And you were saying that Nia might be the sole survivor?
Nia and Tamina.
A sole survivor.
end it, yeah.
Well, they might just do like a domination thing from Raw's side.
The report that came out today that I did see is that apparently Vince McMahon and Kevin Dunn are very unhappy with Nia Jax, and her push could be either slowed down or halted altogether.
Ooh.
I don't know if that one's it's going to affect your pick.
No, I'll stick with mine. Because as much as Vince wants that, Rock's cousin, Game Changer, nominee...
Yeah, she didn't win, did she?
No, but she could have. That's half the thing.
The problem was the people didn't vote hard enough. That's the problem. Laurie Blake, what do you say? Oh, I've actually written Team Raw for me, and that's not what I'm going with. Actually, it is. I don't know. Laurie, what are you going with?
Team Raw,
right.
I feel like there's at least more going on with the Team Raw side of things. I just feel like they're a bit more cohesive overall. Most people just dance on the SmackDown team. They're mostly known for dancing.
I'm going to go with Team SmackDown.
Ooh.
And I think that the sole survivor of Team SmackDown, whomever that may be, will be Becky Lynch's new contender for the championship, because she hasn't got one coming off the back of this show. And I would just like to see them use this show to build something. Because they've built to nothing, so they may as well use it to build to something.
And a heel Asuka versus babyface Becky Lynch. That's money. So much money.
Money.
So
I can't control it.
Who do you think is going to be the fifth member of Team SmackDown?
I'm going to go crazy. Paige.
You're going with Paige. Laurie Blake, what do you say?
Lana.
Yeah.
They are going to dance.
I'm going to go.
The four of them will dance. And Sonya Deville will be stood in the background going, what have I signed up for?
And then dance
and
as
then,
well.
And then dance well. Awkwardly.
I'm actually going to go with Mandy Rose.
I forgot she was
part of it
on the roster. Yep. And actually, I've already forgotten who's on Team SmackDown anyway.
Oh, this would be a fun game. Can you have a guess?
Naomi, Carmella. Asuka.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You got one more.
Oh, Sonya Deville, we just said it. Okay.
Oh, mate. So close,
though. We got there. So close out of the three options of women on the SmackDown.
Billy Kay, Peyton Royce.
Oh, yeah, Billy Kay and Peyton Royce.
God, it's an inspiring
team. Maybe they sneak the entire Iconics in there as one.
Yeah.
Well, they are best friends.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
So, speaking of uninspiring, it's the 5-on-5 traditional men's Survivor Series match. Woo! It is the Dogs of War, Dolph Ziggler, Drew McIntyre, and Braun the Strowman, with Finn Balor and Bobby Splashley, with Baron Corbin as team captain, though he's not in the match, versus team captain The Miz, Reginald Mysterio, Jeffrey Hardy, Shane McMahon, the best in the world, God. And Samoa Joe. when I look at that SmackDown team and you look at the SmackDown roster, it's all like the worst picks possible, with the exception of Joe. I guess the Miz, I like the Miz.
There's something about the Raw Ray team Ray. As well that stinks.
Well, yeah, like Ray Ray's great, but Ray Ray at the moment really should be like a nostalgia act as opposed to someone who's on TV every week. Because if you just keep him on TV, he's going to become very stale.
I'm wholly uninspired about all of this. Even the Raw team. I'm out of Dolph Ziggler. Braun Strowman's kind of flatlined since Crown Jewel. Finn Balor has... I love the guy, but it's just there's no point investing in him. And Bobby Lashley...
I'm guaranteeing you Finn Balor's out first.
Yeah. And Bobby Lashley's gimmick is currently pointing at his butt. I was enjoying it. But now, like, it's... The only one is Drew McIntyre. I really hope Drew... I'm going to say Team Raw, Drew McIntyre, Soul Survivor.
Yep. I am also going to go with Team Raw with Drew McIntyre as the... Oh, no, but am I? Because this whole thing's not built around Drew McIntyre. It's built around Shane McMahon being the best in the world.
But this is what I'm interested in is the idea.
Oh, I'm thinking
because I think there's legitimate arguments for both teams imploding because Drew and Braun and Dolph have friction. Lashley and Finn have been feuding, sort of. They've just been having repeated matches that go nowhere. And if you can call that a feud, it's a feud.
Road Dogg does.
Yeah. Shane McMahon.
Hey, that's a Raw thing. Don't you go bring it onto my SmackDown.
So, every single person on the SmackDown team, bar Joe, who didn't make it into the World Cup, got screwed by Shane to win that.
But Shane won it for SmackDown.
He didn't win it for SmackDown. He won it through their hard work. But Shane just walked in and was like, oh, SmackDown.
But Shane's promo was, I'm not really the best in the world. The guys in the back are the best in the world, but Team SmackDown is the best in the world. I'm actually going to go with... I'm going to go on a limb. I'm going to say it's Team SmackDown with Shane McMahon as the sole survivor. He doesn't actually...
What's even the point in predicting this stuff?
He doesn't actually win the match by being the best in the world, but like happenstances, Raw imploding in on itself, that is how Shane McMahon sneaks out of victory. Maybe he just like stays on the outside the entire time, continue this slow burn of a Shane McMahon heel turn, continuously becoming arrogant of saying that he is the best in the world. I'm going with Team SmackDown.
Do you remember that character? It's not bad. Do you remember that character from Police Academy? Not the first one, but like from the
Michael Winslow.
Third, fourth onwards, where all these disasters would happen around him, but he was always okay.
Mm-hmm.
Are you almost pitching that character for Shane McMahon? Like he ducks to tie up his shoelaces.
Yep.
Oh no, Drew McIntyre destroys The Miz instead.
Yeah, something like that,
God.
Oh, that'd be hilarious. Like calamitous things happening all around him and he's just oblivious to the whole thing. Then
it's very Mr. Bean.
Then hits a coast-to-coast on Dolph Ziggler and gets the win or something.
Yeah, poor Dolph Ziggler. The pinfall machine. I am going to go for... What have I gone for already? Team Raw.
Well, Team SmackDown in the tags.
I've gone for SmackDown in the tags, and I've gone for... Yeah.
Team Raw. Yeah.
I think Team Raw.
You're going with Team Raw.
I've booked such a heavy Raw show.
I think mine's even at the moment.
So, Oliver Davis, you have got SmackDown, Raw, 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 and Raw.
To be fair... One of those is also 205 Live.
But that, which is also Raw, I guess.
Yes.
No, I didn't count 205 Live.
No.
Yeah. So you've gone all Raw except for one.
I think that's how Vince McMahon views the product.
Ollie has gone Red Raw.
Laurie Blake, you have gone...
I think if you choose...
Raw...
SmackDown.
SmackDown. Raw. 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 So you've also gone SmackDown once.
Give me SmackDown on this one, then.
Okay. Going with Smacky D.
Considering
what
that.
What have I done? SmackDown, Raw, SmackDown, SmackDown. Oh, bugger, I've just done the same thing with SmackDown.
No, look, you can't...
I'm trying to go for an even spread.
Raw are going to win overall. If you're looking at this from a numbers game, it's safer to put it all on red and you'll be right more than you are wrong.
Yeah.
And if you're just looking to go above average, I think that's enough to beat one of you two.
You're just stick.
Okay, but actually...
stick, please.
Hold.
Thank you.
I'll pull this
no
back.
No twist. Just stick.
I've got 12.
I'll try and pull this back in the next one. It's Universal Champion Brock Lesnar versus WWE Champion and the newly heel Daniel Bryan. So, going by my previous picks, I'm actually going to go with Brock Lesnar and give Raw a win here. I wonder if there's going to be some AJ shenanigans. Also, I feel like the whole point of putting the belt on Brock is so that he can lose it to either Braun or Drew. So having Bryan just beat him after he's just won the belt seems like that then that kind of impacts the push you're going to try and give to Braun or Drew. And
that seems, I'll be honest,
that is the bigger picture than Daniel Bryan being WWE champion.
But it cannot be Braun having a push now, can it, after Crown Jewel? Like, it has to be Drew.
I don't know.
It would be nonsensical to be like, yeah.
Are you looking for sense?
I'm looking for something. I'm looking for just something to hold on to that just makes me feel like the world is okay.
I'm obviously going for Brock.
Yeah.
I'm sticking with the Raw. Actually, can I go back and change my solitary SmackDown pick to Raw? So I want the tag match I also want as Raw.
Which tag match? Oh, that tag match. So you're going with Team Raw. Team Raw all the way. You're going for a clean sweep.
I'm going for clean sweep of Raw.
Laurie Blake, what do you say? We've got back to Brock v. Daniel Bryan, of course.
Brock, probably, I guess.
Okay, Brock, probably, I guess.
It'll be interesting to see how Bryan is presented here.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and it's interesting. I was on the phone
to cheats.
I was on the phone to a friend of mine earlier today, and I said, like, we're going to record our Survivor Series predictions in a minute. He's like, oh, man, are you excited for Brock and Daniel Bryan? And I said, like, well, because it only got announced yesterday, I really don't feel like I've had a chance to be excited about it.
Yeah, you shouldn't confuse interest and curiosity.
Yeah.
Like, this is like, huh. Okay, let's see what happens.
Yeah, there are many other people I would rather see Daniel Bryan face than Brock Lesnar.
No, actually,
he's going to lob him about for a bit. And then
I think a Brock Bryan match has so much potential.
Yeah.
Problem is, it's had zero amount of build, and therefore it's difficult to get interested in the outcome of the match because there's been no hype around it. They've been building to a different match for the last couple of weeks.
Yeah.
I think the other problem is that we've not seen Brock, beyond the match against AJ last year, we've not actually seen Brock face anyone different apart from the same three people.
That's true.
And they're all the same size, essentially. So all it is a let's just throw each other around the ring competition. So seeing him go up against someone actually technical might be quite fun.
Yeah. I'm super hoping that we get Daniel Bryan coming in, shaved head, shaved face, proper like ROH Bryan Danielson.
Yeah.
Because the look of the long hair and beard, that's really like, that's the goat. Yes Movement look. So doing something that's completely different to that, I think it'd be awesome.
It'd be very...
Give me Daniel Bryan, go on.
Come out to the final countdown.
Give me Daniel Bryan.
You're going with Daniel Bryan beating Brock Lesnar.
Nah, your mistake is going for SmackDown there. that's a big mistake.
You watch when this all comes back.
And
I'm doing a music video. I'll be very cross.
And lastly, I don't know if this will be the main event, but it's another card subject to change match. It is Raw Women's Champion Ronda Rousey versus former SmackDown Women's Champion Charlotte Flair. The match we all thought, at least there was reports, it was going to be the WrestleMania 35 main event. Here we are. It's WrestleMania come early. It's Charlotte versus Ronda. I'm going to say Ronda.
Yeah.
I'm going to say Ronda.
Mm-hmm.
After you, Blake.
So I feel the potential for Becky Lynch to be involved, just because she's not in the match, doesn't mean there's not potential for her to be involved.
Like Alexa Bliss,
yeah,
so and Baron Corbin.
So I don't know. Come back to me. I'll have a little think.
Double DQ. Yeah.
Double DQ from Davis.
It's a raw clean sweep apart from a double DQ.
A Dean Q.
Dean Q. That's in the Seth match.
Yeah.
I've thought it forever. I think the finish would have been the same if it was Becky. I think we're gonna get the Horsewoman and the WWE MMA varieties. So I think that's going to, maybe not all of them in one go, but I think we'll see a couple of them.
Drips and drabs of it. Yeah. I like that. I actually prefer a double DQ to any other finish.
And then I think and
I also don't think this is going to be the main event, so you could do a double DQ.
I think that's a hot angle to close on.
Oh, if it's... Yeah, that's true.
The finish of the match is irrelevant. It's the... This is Pritcharding. I do think it is relevant, but WWE don't. It'll be the angle that lasts in people's memories. And I think Horsewomen at Royal Rumble. Mm-hmm. But that takes everyone out of the Women's Royal Rumble match.
And they do need those bodies in.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you're going to have...
Legends again.
Legends, like the Legends Royal Rumble.
The gimmick battle royal. okay, well, Fastlane's big, isn't it? I don't know. But builds
Elimination
to the Becky.
Chamber.
Yeah, that's a good shout, yeah. But yes, I think double DQ, I'm sticking firm on that.
That's a really, really good shout. I don't think, because I'm going to go with Ronda, because I think that Becky should be the one that gives her her first loss, if that is going to be the WrestleMania match. I think that Becky is on such a hot streak right now, it should be Becky to beat her rather than Flair. So if it's not going to be Ronda, I'd much rather a double DQ. But I'm going to stick with Ronda Rousey. Ronnie, as Becky Lynch has dubbed her.
I'll go with Ronnie.
You're going with Ronnie as well?
Yeah.
Okay.
Not happy about it.
So, clean sweep of Raw for Oliver Davis.
Almost. There's a double DQ at the end. Yeah. Which is kind of like, yeah, a draw.
You've gone mostly Raw.
I think so, yeah.
And I think I've gone, I think it was
50-50.
Yeah.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.